Penguin Audio presents Sanctuary by G. Michael Hoff. Read by Keith Sarabica. October 18, 2066. Olympia, Washington, Republic of Cascadia. Haley opened her eyes and looked at the alarm clock that sat next to her on the nightstand. The green fluorescent hands of the clock illuminated 7:18 a.m. Frustrated by another sleepless night, she gazed toward the brightening horizon to the east. She let go of the anxious feeling living deep inside of her for a moment as she lay there staring. She didn't want to tear her eyes away for fear she'd miss the sun's first rays of the day. The mornings when the typical layer of fog didn't hang over the city provided sunrises to marvel at. She loved these mornings, when she could appreciate the simple joys in life. Her life now was so different than her early years, and it made her treasure moments like these. It's only when you lose the things that mean so much that you finally realize their importance. So often she wondered how people in the old days must have taken their lives for granted, how they must have thought that life as they knew it could never end. But she now knew, not only because of her own experience, but also from what history teaches, nothing lasts forever. Life, and especially death, are a major part of human existence. She had seen her share of death, more than she would ever care to see again. But she knew that what peace her country had would end one day. The deep orange light of the rising sun crested the horizon and lit up her sparsely furnished bedroom. Her sleigh bed sat parallel to the large window that was providing her the solar show. Opposite her bed, sitting like a monolith, was an antique armoire. It towered in the room at over 6 feet. She took great joy in shopping and in decorating her house with quality pieces from around the world. She pulled her thick duvet up to her chin and watched Mother Nature give birth to this new day. The rumbling of the truck driving down her driveway jolted her back to the present. The man from the local dairy was delivering her weekly eggs, milk, butter, and cream. She rolled onto her back and looked at the ceiling. John was scheduled to arrive in the late morning to continue the interview. She was dreading it. All weekend, she questioned why she ever agreed to do these interviews in the first place. The past was painful enough. Having to talk about her memories at length only made those distant moments fresh again. It had been years since she had thought about some of the people who had been in her life when she was a young child. Haley was overwhelmed at the prospect of having to open up again. She mused why her father had taken the time to tell her the entire story of his life. She would never forget that winter day when he sat her down and told her how everything came to be, how society collapsed and came back together. Some of the details haunted her to this day. Hunger pangs prodded her to finally rise out of bed and start her day. Haley was the type of person who enjoyed sticking to a routine, and she looked forward to her morning one every day. She couldn't quite put her finger on whether it was the freshly brewed French roast coffee with a little cream she liked better, or the lightly toasted rye bread smeared with a large tab of sweet butter. But either way, she couldn't start her day without it. Operating on autopilot, she grabbed the stainless steel tea kettle, filling it with filtered water from a 5-gallon jug she kept in her pantry. Fresh, clean water was a precious commodity. After the lights went out, many of the systems and infrastructure that brought potable drinking water to many municipalities had collapsed. Even after decades of refurbishment, many had not been rebuilt or brought to the standards people had been accustomed to before. Olympia's municipal water system still had issues, and Haley didn't trust it. She had a filtration system installed in her house years ago, but even with that, she chose to have her drinking water brought in weekly from a company that had a small reservoir located 15 miles outside of town. Even though she had been alive before the lights went out, she had a difficult time remembering the everyday luxuries her parents had spoken of. Fresh available fruits, varieties of meat, reliable electricity, ease of travel, but most of all, fresh water. She knew that the way that people treated and respected water was far different now than in the before. When the water stopped flowing freely and easily, the well-manicured landscaping went with it. Those picturesque scenes of thick, lush lawns and endless flowering plants were replaced with robust gardens. What water people...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?